אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Shalom Australia. The Knesset on Thursday approved Israel's normalization deal with the United Arab Emirates with an overwhelming majority. After a stormy debate, 80 MKs voted in favor of the agreement, including many from the opposition. Only 13 MKs, all from the Arab Majority Joint List, voted against the agreement, criticizing it as a scheme to undermine the Palestinian people. Lebanon and Israel, still technically at war, held unprecedented talks under UN and US auspices on Wednesday to settle a maritime border dispute and clear the way for oil and gas exploration within reasonable time. In a joint statement afterwards, the United States and the United Nations said the talks had been productive and that the delegates had reaffirmed their commitment to continue negotiations later this month. Violating local laws and risking possible criminal prosecution, a handful of activists from Sudan participated on Thursday in an online forum with the Israelis. Amid reports saying Khartoum may be next in line to normalize ties with Jerusalem, the activists, including journalists and artists, said the Sudanese public is largely in favor of ties with Israel. There were 834 new coronavirus cases identified over Shabbat, raising the number of infections since the pandemic began to 302,730. The current positive test rate of 4.5% is the lowest in 3 months. There were also 26 more COVID deaths, bringing the national toll to 2,167. In total, there are 35,212 active cases, with over 600 people in a serious condition. Dutch soccer club PSV Eindhoven yesterday announced Israeli star Eran Zahavi has tested positive for the coronavirus. Zahavi said he was feeling a little weak and criticized the Israeli national team's testing policy and failed efforts to prevent the spread of COVID among members of the squad. Two girls aged 9 and 10 and a 16-year-old boy are receiving treatment in the intensive care unit at the Kaplan Medical Center in Rehovot for an inflammatory syndrome that can cause damage to the heart, thought to be triggered by the coronavirus. The highly rare post-viral condition can develop about a month after infection with a coronavirus. Yitzhak Ilan, a former deputy director of the Shin Bet, who oversaw hundreds of counter-terrorism operations, died on Friday of COVID-19 at the age of 64. Ilan, who underwent a lung transplant last year, is survived by his wife and 3 children. In the first stage of easing of lockdown restrictions beginning today, kindergartens will open. The 1 kilometre limit on the distance one can travel from home will be lifted. Restaurants can sell takeaway food, and small businesses which don't have face-to-face customer service can open. Several virus hotspots remain under lockdown, at least until Wednesday, including the cities of Bnei Barak, Elad, Beitar Elite, Modiin Elite, Rechasin, and Jerusalem neighborhoods Ramat Shlomo, Ramat Eshkol, Marlot Dafna, and Kiryat Mattersdorf. Rabbi Kanievsky, the 90-year-old leader of a non-Hasidic Lithuanian branch of ultra-Orthodoxy, who himself has tested positive for coronavirus, ordered that all the Haredi kindergartens and primary schools for boys should open tomorrow. This is in clear defiance of government regulations and will challenge police who are charged with enforcing them. On Friday, Ronnie Numa, a former general who has led and assisted official efforts to deal with the coronavirus in the ultra-Orthodox community, and acting police chief Motti Cohen, warned ministers that it would not be possible to enforce the school closures and predicted riots and wider unrest if schools were ordered closed. In contrast, the leader of the Karlin Stolen Hasidic sect, who has recovered from COVID-19, Rabbi Baruch Meir Yaakov Shochet, said in a statement, "It amazes me that particularly in the Haredi community, there's such contempt for the lives of others. What has happened to us? How did we get here? For God's sake, we cannot bend any of the rules under any circumstances. This is not child's play. It's life and death and the essence of the law." The Sephardi school system in hotspots will also not open tomorrow. Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit on Thursday said he won't order a formal investigation into Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over his stock dealings, though he acknowledged the Prime Minister may have received significant benefits from a relative in the affair, or reopen the so-called submarine affair that embroiled some of Netanyahu's associates to look into Netanyahu himself. Mandelblit's decision angered many Netanyahu opponents and was another issue for protesters in the renewed weekly demonstrations around the country last night. Several thousand demonstrators rallied near the Prime Minister's Jerusalem residence to call for Netanyahu to resign. Large-scale demonstrations against the Prime Minister have been taking place for 17 weeks. Over the past 3 weeks, there have been relatively few protesters in Jerusalem as emergency measures limiting travel led to smaller demonstrations being held throughout the country in accordance with the lockdown. Demonstrator Meir Moscovich last night called out, "Shehiyanu, we were away for 3 weeks and now we're back to call for honesty. Not left, not right, honest." Yesh Atid Telem MK, Moshe Yaalon, and Joint List MK, Ofer Kasif, were among the demonstrators, and former MK Tzipi Livni addressed the crowd. During the day, police detained 9 suspects following clashes between a group of Armenian protesters and supporters of Azerbaijan on the main highway between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. 2 people were injured in the clashes. The Armenian protesters, who set out in convoy from Jerusalem, were demonstrating against Israeli arms sales to Azerbaijan, which has recently been engaged in fighting with Armenia. Police and the family of the bride offered contradictory versions of what happened when officers were sent to shut down wedding celebrations at a home in Givat Ze'ev, just north of Jerusalem, after neighbours complained that they were breaching lockdown regulations. The family claimed police violently stopped what they said was an event that met regulations that limit gatherings to 20 people. Police later published video from officers' body cams that showed police attempting to reason with the family before one person, apparently the bride's brother, attacked the officers, starting a brawl. It also showed one man demanding that they all be led away in handcuffs and that someone should film it. The man and one police officer were lightly injured in the incident. The homeowner was fined 5,000 shekel. Police announced on Thursday that they had arrested a man on suspicion of assaulting a journalist last week as he reported on an illegal mass gathering of members of the ultra-Orthodox community in Jerusalem. Army Radio's religious affair reporter Shachar Glick was attacked by a group of ultra-Orthodox men in the Kiryat Belz neighborhood as he waited to report on an illegal celebratory event. As Prime Minister Netanyahu was announcing the success of the second lockdown in bringing down coronavirus infection rates, Tel Aviv business owners held a protest on Jaffa Street, home to many textile and clothing shops. After weeks of enforced closure, they announced, "We have a collection of dresses that's just going in the trash," then burnt their unsold summer stock in the street. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.